So while doing services,
which often take us in passion, how can we bring ourselves to goodness? If we take breaks, what do we do in those breaks exactly? Yeah. See, passion is associated with motion. Krishna says, Prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava. So Prakasha is illumination, that's what he associates with goodness. Pravritti is action according to one's nature. That is what he associates with passion. And moha, illusion. Where he says, aprakasho apravrittisho. There is no, neither illumination nor action. That is with ignorance he associates. So basically, passion keeps us constantly in motion. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And if we are not in motion, then we have two options. Either I go towards goodness or I go towards ignorance. Externally, both can look similar. You know, a person may be sitting very calmly in a chair. But another person is actually internally active, thinking, analyzing. The other is just tired, lethargic. So, if we are habituated to running around, if we just slow ourselves down, then that can check the passion. But we might sink into ignorance, or we can rise to goodness. So the way to do that is to basically in goodness, the intelligence is active. It's illumination. Prakasha is the characteristic of goodness. So whatever it is that enables us to become more contemplative about what we have done. So that could be if you have some other close devotee who also works with you, and then maybe we sit together and discuss, okay, this is what we did. Maybe I could have done it like that. Maybe you could have done things like that. So that's sort of not just a meeting for planning future things, or not just a meeting to wrap up what we were doing earlier, but actually to go over things and analyze, okay, maybe this we did like this, maybe we could have done like this. So it's not so much managerial as it is more of analytical about what we did and how we could have done it. So journaling also helps, you know, write down, okay, I did like this. Especially, you know, if we go at the end of an event, we go over an event, we just look at the passion is associated again with emotion, a lot of emotion. So now emotion can be transcendental, but quite often in our case, it is not transcendental. So if you find out, if you just look back at an event and see which were the emotionally high or emotionally low moments in that, those are likely to be the most passionate. So that sometimes when I got very excited, very happy, that could be spiritual emotion also and get nice. But sometimes things got very tense, and we evaluate those. Okay, what exactly happened at that time? No? That time there's so much tension between that person and me. What caused that? How could I avoid that? So in general, if we look at the peaks and the troughs of our consciousness, that is the time when we can see, okay, what caused the peak? What caused the trough? What could I have done different? So just looking back at events, it may be a little difficult for us to do. But if you have some specific pointers, what should I do? Okay, what were the best moments of this project? What are the most difficult moments of this project? And then think about those things. So usually over a period of time, while trying to review events, you can yourself come up with questions which you can make as template afterwards. Okay, these are questions based on which I can evaluate. Because just sitting down and thinking what happened, it doesn't help so much. So having some questions, okay, that way, and you can find for yourself what are the best questions that enable you to reflect. So frame those questions, and then in future, once a template of questions is prepared, then that introspection will become more natural for you. And then gradually, just like if I'm going on a road and there's a speed breaker, next time when I come to the speed breaker, if I know advance, then I'll go slowly. So like that, you'll be able to find out. Okay, in events, and then this is the time when I become a little hyper excited or whatever. And I can deal with that accordingly. Okay, very well. Take care.